USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump speaking at the White House about a possible trade deal between the United States and China.
Well, I think I can speak for the United States. The question is an interesting one. Is it more likely that a deal happens or doesn't happen? Speaking for the United States, I would say it's probably more likely that a deal does happen. But that doesn't mean it's going to happen.
A spokesperson for New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft is denying that he engaged in any illegal activity. Kraft is charged with 2 counts of soliciting prostitution in Jupiter, Florida. Now, this was all part of a prostitution and human trafficking sting operation. Jupiter, Florida Police Chief Daniel Kerr.
He's being charged with the same offenses as the others, and that is soliciting another to commit prostitution.
And the Dow closed up for the 9th straight week, today breaking the 26,000 barrier to close at 26,032. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, available soon.
New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft was charged with soliciting sex at a Jupiter, Florida spa. Homeland Security and IRS agents were involved in the bust. Kraft is being charged as a customer for soliciting sex and not as one of the operators. Kraft, through a spokesman, has denied the allegations and says he's done nothing wrong, and this will be the only comment made on the issue. Good news about Florida's coastal waters. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
It seems Florida's coastal waters are free from the devastating red tide bloom that began in October of 2017. A Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission report says the toxic algae is no longer present in water samples collected from anywhere in or around the state. That bloom caused respiratory irritations in people, and it killed vast numbers of sea turtles, manatees, dolphins, and fish. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
A trade deal looks to be in the works between the United States and China. This would eliminate the tariffs that each country has slapped on the other and presumably help both economies. Former Reagan economist Art Laffer says this deal is a win-win for the United States and China.
The two trading partners both win. It's a win-win. It's a gains from trade, comparative advantage, all of that. And they have to be brought to this realization that this is not a nationalistic issue. Xi has been behaved as quite a nationalist on this stuff. But I do think he understands that now with the threats of tariffs, he realizes his country is very vulnerable to trade with the United States. And frankly, I think he's going to come through and be really a great leader of China and agree to what's good for them and for us.
El Chapo's sons are indicted. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky.
El Chapo's 2 sons indicted on drug trafficking charges. It's believed they're in Mexico. The Justice Department in the United States says the two conspired to distribute cocaine, meth, and marijuana from Mexico and import it here into the U.S. Their father convicted this month by a jury in New York on all 10 counts, including drug trafficking and money laundering. El Chapo scheduled to be sentenced in June, but his lawyers say they plan to appeal the conviction.
Please remember, you can always find us online at usaradio.com, and you can also find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
It's the Findlay Kia Gigantic President's Day Sale. Going on now. Come in for the biggest selection of Kia Optima, Sportage, Sorento, and the all-new 2019 Forte. Take advantage of significant discounts and low, low rates. Never has there been a better time to come test drive a new Kia during the Gigantic President's Day Sale. Going on now. Hurry. This is the final week of the big sale. At Findlay Kia, on the saving side of the freeway. FindlayKiaSt.George.com.
The Dove Center's 6th Annual Gala, Love the Dove, at the Sun River St. George Ballroom is March 2nd. This year's gala theme was chosen to celebrate 25 years of community support for survivors of domestic abuse and sexual assault. The evening will include live entertainment from St. George Musical Theater's The Marvelous Wonderettes Show. Additionally, the gala will feature its first ever live auction. The number of survivors served through Dove Center has increased 25%. Tickets are available now, but must be purchased by February 15th. Go to DoveCenter.org.
The show today is canceled due to human-caused global warming. Or is it cooling now? Or is it both, warming and cooling? Whatever the government says, I believe them. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
The idea of socialism has become very popular among young people. And the reason that it's become popular among young people is because they've been told that it is moral. Not that it works, not that it's great, but that it's moral. It's fair. And we all like things that are fair. If we're in a room and somebody has more money and somebody has less money, wouldn't it be more fair if we just pooled the money and then we split it up evenly among the participants? You know, just like the cookies in kindergarten. Except, of course, that's not the way the world works, and that's not actually moral. Because in a free country, wealth and the capacity to gain it is largely contingent on the decisions that you make. It doesn't just fall upon you. Most wealth in the United States is not inherited. Most wealth in the United States is created over the course of lifetimes by people who engage in economic activity and commerce. Capitalism is good because capitalism is freedom. Socialism is bad because socialism is tyranny. Not it's an aspect of tyranny. Socialism itself is tyranny. The statement of socialism is that your labor is owed to the society. The notion of socialism is that you do not own your own freedom. You do not own your own time. You do not own your own labor. You do not own your own work. You do not own the products of your own work. The basic notion of capitalism is you own all of those things, and now you have to engage in free exchange with someone else who does not owe you anything. If you want to thrive, if you want to succeed, you are going to have to make something somebody else wants. People think capitalism is selfishness. No, socialism is selfishness. The notion that I have to somehow supply you the money so you can sit in your basement and paint with watercolors. Socialism, the idea that I'm supposed to fulfill all your dreams by paying you for something I don't want and have no need for.
All right. That was Ben Shapiro. Socialism. Boy, that word is coming up a lot, isn't it? Big thank you to Alex Newman. Thanks for coming on. And we'll be hearing a little bit from Daniel Eschelin on Venezuela in this hour. You know, I want to talk about this in a little more depth because I had some aha moments on this and want to share those with you. But I think because of this being so sold right now. Everybody's been talking about Bernie this week. Everybody's been talking, by the way, welcome to the Kate Daly Show, katedalyradio.com. Everybody's been talking about Bernie and how much money, you know, everyone's giving him to go after the presidency, how much they want him. You know, I doubt it, but there will be a group of people that really truly feel this is the way. And how did we get there in America? And so I was really looking at socialism as what it is, and the vehicle that it is, what it delivers. Because we can talk all day about all of the things that happen when the vultures circle and they take over a country with their assets and with the IMF and with all of these things. But what gets it vulnerable in the first place? What gets it to that point? And so I want to share this with you, if you don't mind. I just kind of want to take you on a little journey for a second. And I wrote this piece really trying to figure out some way to convey how important this is that we get it as a nation. And so really it's for clueless millennials and it's for people, adults that just don't get a clue and they just are taken in by Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders was talking today. I heard a clip of him talking and saying that standing in line for food is good because if they weren't able to stand in line, the rich people would eat it and they wouldn't have any. Now, the problem with that statement is neither one of those things. It is not an either or. Okay. But he dialed it down to an either or and had the crowd believing that it was either going to be you stand in line to get food or you get nothing. No, actually, in a free society, in a society with free trade, and in a society that that values the values of God-given rights, you're not going to be in line, and you're also probably not going to be starving if you want to work for some food. So, so he gave a false two-option narrative and then sold it like that. But I found that a lot of people talking about Sanders were not pointing that out. They were only pointing out that, oh, he's crazy and standing in line is good. Okay. But they weren't taking it to the obvious, which is he's giving a very false, a negative and a false argument. And I found that almost every argument he comes up with is like that. And so we should start really looking at it in those kind of terms. But let's just say that you live in a small, really beautiful, affluent country. You're enjoying your life. You got a decent job. Things are going pretty well. And then you elect a new government. And this new government was trying to really sell you on some really good ideas. I mean, they care about you. They look like competent people. And they want equality. They want everyone to have their fair share. And they want to make the rich pay and see. I mean, they're probably not talking to the rich, so we can talk about them, right? And we're going to make those nasty rich people pay. And you're going to get some of their money. No, you didn't earn it, but it doesn't matter because you're just going to be given that. We're gonna have the government take it. We're gonna give it to you, and that might sound nice, you know, low prices, health care for everyone, affordable housing, free college. What are we talking about right now? Free college, free college, free college. You know, as if somebody goes to school and doesn't realize they're signing on to loans, and then at the end they get a big surprise, and now they want everyone to pay for it. Are we gonna do that with credit cards too? You know, crying to the masses that you're not getting everybody to pay for your school after you chose to go get an education. It's ridiculous. And all of us are aghast at even the idea of that. But lo and behold, you have all these millennials going, hey, I have $100,000 in college and I don't really want to have to pay that. Can everyone else? Okay. So, you know, the government doesn't actually have any money themselves, but what they take from you in taxes, they don't have a bank account unless they take it from you. So, so you don't know how they're going to pay for this. You don't know how they're going to afford to do all this, but it sounds really nice. They must have a pretty good plan. And so it makes you feel super good. So a couple of years go by and it seems to work. It seems to actually work. People are getting their free stuff. And it, not always, you know, people are getting kind of pinged with healthcare, but you know, along the way, and it's getting kind of worse and worse, but still people got their free stuff in the beginning. So it's kind of a honeymoon phase. And basically, they're getting their free stuff, and you start noticing that the government starts taking more and more from the private business owners and taking control of industries that used to be private, and then you think it's still helping everyone out. You still think everyone's getting stuff, so you don't say much. You know, you're thinking, well, if the government is in charge, you know, more, that's okay because people are greedy. Oh, they're just greedy. And the government's going to make sure that it's fair, and they're going to watch out for me. I'm a people, and they said they would watch out for me, and I believe them. I mean, why would they want anything bad for me? So, you know, the main line of work, or the biggest, you know, exporter in your country, you know, how your country makes money, and it is ABC Oil. A nice little country, and your government decides to go in and they want to own it and they want to control it. And they set, you know, new prices and wages, and it's the government's biggest export. And they realize that they have to get more money to make good on their promises of taking care of everybody. So taxes from the people clearly aren't going to be enough. And the government decides that it should even make more stuff, you know, even own more stuff so that they can keep spending more on everyone. And, you know, maybe, you know, sticks a few extra bucks in their pocket. But hey, you know, if they controlled private property, they'd make more cash, right? So then the government comes to your house. This is really important. The government comes to your house and they tell you that because they need to own the land now. I mean, the businesses aren't enough. The exporting isn't enough. It isn't enough. They got to make more money to substantiate all the spending. So they come to your house and they tell you that you better come up with a constant chain of property ownership documentation of your home dating back to the mid-1800s, 1848. They want to see a constant chain of documentation, constant chain of property ownership. And if you can't produce that, because maybe only even at the very most 10% of the households can, if you can't produce that, they might want that nice piece of land you own and they might want to give it out. And they might want to just own it so they can do what they want with it, because you don't clearly don't deserve it if you can't prove that. Everybody should be able to prove that, right? Think about that right now. Could you? No. So all of a sudden, they pass a law. And they coerce the judges and they tell the judges that, hey, if somebody goes and squats on that person's property, pitch a tent, squat, whatever, they get to stay. If they think that the owner, you, can't come up with that documentation, they just get to kind of move in. Okay. So you got people on the front lawn, you got people on the back lawn, and they're all living on your property. And you don't really get a say about it. You can't really bring it to court because the courts are in control of the government. They own it all. They own the media, the courts, everything. So then you end up losing your home that you work so hard for. And the government now owns a majority of land in your country by doing this. And that little, you know, that big ABC oil company, they have a few rough years because globally there's a problem. $100 a barrel, oh, now it's $21 a barrel. The government needs more money, not less. So now what are they going to do? So the government owns the company and they own the private business. And if it was a private business, they might have had a plan for this, but they don't. It's the government. The government runs it into the ground. You know, giving your government unlimited power, you know, allowed the government to mismanage it and steal from it and exploit it and utilize more corruption because of their ownership of it. So basically gave them the keys to, you know, sort of run it into the ground. And so the price caps are causing hyperinflation amidst a, you know, few other things that are causing this fallout. And the prices of groceries begin to soar. You go to the store and all of a sudden what you spent in bread was $5 and now it's $30 for a loaf. And you're freaking out. How are you going to afford this? You're barely making it as it is. The wages are controlled by the government. Everything's controlled by the government. And so then they go to the farmers and they say, look, farmers, you, whatever you're selling, we just want you to sell it for less. We want you, they want to cut, obviously. And so they tell you, you know, you've got to take less money. So you either kind of got to go broke growing it, or we're just going to take it from you and give it to the poor farmers. Now the poor farmers aren't going to do anything with it. They don't really have the skills and don't have the investment into the property that you do because you earned it. But we're going to give it to them because it seems pretty fair and it's going to seem fair to the people. And the poor are going to feel like I'm fighting for them. You know, the government's fighting for them. And so, you know, we need to allow this to happen, right? And so they start taking all the rural. Now, the rural poor people are probably the only ones still voting for this government because they are, you know, they're getting some property for free. But they had to go take it from all the owners that owned it authentically and earned it to give to these people. And didn't give them much of a choice either in this at all, because it was go broke or lose your land. So the store shelves aren't really stocking anything anymore like they used to. The prices are high. The people are eating one meal a day to conserve food. And you can see that this isn't getting better. And what are you going to do? It's not getting better. It keeps inching up. The money keeps inching up at the grocery store for everything. You can't afford hardly anything. So you're down to about a meal a day. I will be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Did you know that according to some estimates, our carpet accumulates up to 40 pounds of dirt, dust, and dander in a year? Well, not to mention the food, mold, hair, and other nasty stuff that is just not healthy. Our carpet is the largest filter in our homes, and sometimes it needs a deep cleaning. Well, good news. It's February, and Zero Res is going to help you love your carpet again. Zero Res can make your carpet look, feel, and smell like new again. There's zero residue, so your carpet stays cleaner, longer. Love your carpet again in February. Carpet cleaning at the low price of $89 for three rooms, and get the fourth room cleaned for just $14. That's right, $89 for three rooms and get a fourth room for just $14. Zero Res will also clean your tile and grout for 75 cents per square foot. Now that is dirt cheap. The service must be completed in the month of February, so call today. 435-215-1175. That's 215-1175. Or go to ZeroResStGeorge.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. You're going to love our President's Day sale going on right now with all our best brands. Serta, Beautyrest, and iComfort. Save up to $600 on select iComfort and Beautyrest adjustable sets. Or get a Serta Perfect Sleeper Super Pillow Top Queen mattress for just $499. Our no-pressure sleep consultants will help you find the mattress that's right for you. Plus, free delivery, setup, and disposal of your old mattress. Best Mattress, home of the 120-day sleep easy guarantee.
Stuckey Family Pharmacy wants to be your partner in wellness.
Pre-packaging is just one of the services that sets Stuckey Family Pharmacy apart. If you take several medications, vitamins, or supplements each day, it can get confusing. With pre-packaging, all your pills will be organized by day and time. Just rip off the pack and you're set. Ask about the free pre-packaging next time you stop by Stuckey Family Pharmacy.
Stuckey Family Pharmacy, your partner in wellness. Off Telegraph near Kohl's or at StuckeyFamilyPharmacy.com.
Hello, Americans. It's Abe Lincoln. Did you hear? The President's Day sale at Ashley Home Store has been extended.
For a few more days, you can save up to 50% or 5 years special financing. Yes, just for a couple of more days, save up to 50% or 5 years special financing. Get this panel bed for $199, this beautiful five-piece dining room set for just $279, or this comfy sofa for just $499. Accent chairs starting at $79, or accent tables starting at $99. Come into the Ashley Sleep Center inside the locally owned Ashley Home Store and get 1 year no interest, no minimum purchase, and queen power bed set starting at $499.
Presidential savings indeed. But hurry, this sale is extended for a limited time.
The President's Day sale has been extended, so don't miss out. Happening right now at the Ashley Home Store. East Red Cliffs Drive, in between the DI and the Pineview Stadium 10. All financing OAC. See store for details.
You're gonna love this Ashley Furniture Home Store.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
It was early last week that I felt as though there was going to be a cold coming on. What I did is increased my intake schedule earlier in the day, and 2 days later, all symptoms gone. No. That was my first real battleground test to see, okay, let's see what this can do. Outside of that, I feel better all health. I noticed another lift that says, yeah, this stuff is coming on. I've had people come up to me and say, hey, you know, are you brainwashed by this? I said, no, nothing like that whatsoever. I said, it just simply works.
When you call, use discount code Kenyon, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code Kenyon.
Would you like to help out in your community? Do you want to serve those in need but don't know where to go or where to look? Now it's easy. Go to justserve.org, a free website dedicated to helping those who want to serve find opportunities in their area. JustServe has teamed up with faith, government, and nonprofit organizations nationwide to post needs and opportunities to serve. Go to justserve.org and type in your city, and you'll see a list of upcoming service opportunities near you. Each one gives you all the information you need, like when and where the event takes place, as well as who to contact to volunteer. You can even sign up on JustServe to receive emails letting you know about new projects around you. JustServe is a fast, free, and easy way for you to find ways to serve. You can make a difference, and JustServe is here to help. JustServe.org is provided as a service by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
The Chinese singing socialism is good. Wait till you hear the lyrics of this. This is the lyrics of this song. Socialism is good. Socialism is good. In socialist country, the people high status beat down reactionaries. Imperialism runs away with their tails. Whole nations unite together, set off socialist construction upsurge. I'm singing a song to CCP. I am comparing the party to mom. My mom only gave birth to me, the radius of CCP. know the Communist Party, know the new China, know the Communist Party, know the new China. The party worked hard for the nation. The party was bent on saving China. He showed people a free road. He led China to a bright future. It goes on and on. Follow firmly our party to construct well my great motherland. Great motherland. Socialism is good. Scary. It really is. It really is very scary. So let me keep taking you down this road, because this is a very interesting one. I just talked about the fact that if the government came to your house and you're living in this beautiful little country and they said, you know, cough up the land ownership records back to 1848 or you lose your property. Not very many people would be able to do that. Let's just say you start getting worse. The grocery store prices keep going off the charts. It's not just normal. I mean, normal inflation, and it's through the chart. You can't even hardly buy anything. And people start to get upset because they're not getting their checks in the mail. The government's made them really dependent on these checks and handing out all this money to them and all these programs, and they have very little food. So they start protesting, and the government gets a little nervous. And they take your private guns so that you aren't a threat. And for your safety. And hundreds of protesters are killed when the government tells their military to make examples out of them so that people stop protesting. So they start shooting college kids in the face and killing them right in front of everybody as a warning. And so people retreat to their homes. The passport offices, so you think, well, can I get out? Well, the passport offices are filling up pretty fast. And you living in this little country, you can't escape. You can't escape. And you can't go anywhere else. So now it takes months and months to get a passport, if you can afford the fees, and if you can afford to travel. Large animals that used to roam everywhere, now people are eating them. They're kind of tough meat and smell horrible, but nobody seems to care because hunger is everywhere, and they're eating dogs and pets and rummaging through garbage and trying to find something to eat, and kids on the street are fighting over a single mango. And so you can't leave the house at night. It's pretty unsafe. People are doing everything they can to find some work, and the kids don't show up to school, and teachers aren't showing up to teach. You know, there's no school lunch, and so people just aren't showing up, and the teachers are trying to just find some work. You can't escape. You can't find work. It's a wheelbarrow of cash now for a loaf of bread. You can't defend yourself or your family. You're totally reliant and dependent on what your government does next or desires to do to you. Or they can kill you with no consequence because they'll tell the judges. If the family tries to sue, you have no legs on that. You can't do anything about it. Now you watch your family starve and hunger strikes by employees of utility companies. So you're getting shoddy utilities. The hunger strikes are starting and no clean water. You used to have it. Doctor's visits are pretty expensive. Even if you can find a doctor to treat you, it's almost near impossible. And mass carpooling is taking place with strangers because nobody can afford gas. No baby food, toilet paper to be found anywhere. They're out of that. They were out of that a while ago. And dinner with friends, almost impossible. I mean, to talk about any kind of form of entertainment or going out. Families are fleeing daily. So now families are separated. Bits and pieces of families are trying to flee. And so you're just trying to keep a roof over your head. And you're wondering when this is going to end. Because maybe you thought it was just temporary. So your friend describes the hell that you're experiencing and says, you know, personally experiencing, you know, expressing how painful, this person says, is to live under socialism is difficult, suffocates you. It works every day to snatch you from all hope, courage, faith. You can't dream, can't create, can't breathe. It takes away your life, destroys your family, silences your voice, murders those who are fighting to give you back everything you lost. Socialism is a disease, permeates everything that you love, destroys it from the inside out. But 20 years ago, your country asked for this. They wanted it. You elected it. You wanted this ideology. It gave you a false sense of helping others, didn't it? Gave you a false sense of helping? Felt like you were doing something good for humanity? Everyone got free everything, didn't even have to work for it. Made you feel like you were helping out. Free sounded nice. So you didn't even have to work very hard. And the other leaders in the history books, you know, you could read about them. Hitler, Mao, Pol Pot, Stalin. That was ages ago. These guys promised you this is going to be different because this new leader really cares about the working man, right? So they keep saying. And, you know, that you were told that this new socialism was going to be better, more fair, and it would be it was even going to be called democratic. So that sounds really good. Well, they lied. So you hear about in France that they're revolting against this huge government and they're wearing yellow vests to do it, but nobody in the media is even talking about it. This is pure envy of the have-nots. It won out. And the people allowed their government to grow and be in charge of all the money and who gets what. And you're suffering in ways that you could have never imagined. Countries are now recently putting some sanctions on your country so that the countries can't buy your government bonds. But that's not why you're starving, because why you're starving is what socialism got you to this place for that to happen. Those sanctions came about a year ago. The overall reason since 98, because you remember a time back in 98 when things were great. You were the most affluent country. You were number four on the list. You were awesome. You were doing fantastic. You just went to work. You just worried about your little life and relatively so had very little problems compared to today. And so it only took 20 years. 20 years you're here at this place where you can't find enough food to put on your table. And 20 years ago, you were just fine. Maybe not just fine, but you were better. You were better. And so now the pure envy of these have-nots have won out. And you know, when they ran for office, they pointed to the Nordic countries, you know, Denmark and France, and they said, you know, their high taxation of these quality sharing programs, free everything, what that did for them was it reduced the quality of living to apartment-sized living. You know, we're used to, you know, more house living here. That was apartment-sized living. But you were going to do it for the good of the community, weren't you? I mean, we're all in this together is what they said, right? And hey, it's working out so good in Denmark. Well, they still have some systems in place, though, some free market systems in place, though. And that's why they can put a happy face on and why it doesn't seem so gloomy. But there really isn't a lot of choice to work up. You're kind of at that level you're going to be. And it's a lower quality of life, really, if you really want to look at it, because you don't have any choices. You're not going to see the word freedom in that. Because so much of your money goes to the government to pay for the programs. So you were lied to. And then you think to yourself, but didn't the greater good all do a lot better when the government didn't put themselves in charge of everybody deciding, you know, of them deciding what everyone gets? Didn't we do better? Well, of course you did. But they sold on an idea, on an ideology, and got people to kind of go along with it because they were going to help some people out with your money. And so, no outside country should be able to do this. The government, everything has to get paid for by someone. And enabling the government to take money from you or take money from your neighbor is still theft. So the citizenry always ends up losing in this equation because the government, the heavy government, has to keep taking and taking and taking in order to make it happen. And they have to keep taking from you. And once private property and once the rule of law go out the window, then we have a severe crisis on our hands because government is too heavy and can't keep the spending up, but also the citizenry just keeps losing and losing and losing. And so no outside country really should go in and take over because they really don't have the right to. You're hoping that the countries are not going to seize the opportunity to take control of the resources because that's what happens. You're left very vulnerable. And then what's the next step? Other countries can come in and control your country and take over. They can profiteer. The IMF banks, you have the banking cartel would like to take you and place a little central bank there. And so you've got all the vultures, right? And everyone wants their piece because they recognize that you're oil rich. I mean, look at you. That's your biggest export. You're just laden with all these wonderful treasures. So, you know, the equality part really should have only been equality under the law because that's how we can succeed. But they sold it as equality for everybody in everything and that the government would determine what that meant. You just don't have to worry about it. Well, now you're worried about it. Capitalism is going to have to rescue you from this. That's the only way out of it. Free market. It's the only way out. That's the only way that a country brought to its knees can get out of this. And restoring equality under the rule of law, but not equality for anything else. It's going to take years to get back on your feet if you can live through this, if your family survives. So you know your country is going to have to get themselves out of it because if they don't, they'll never learn. They'll be right back in 10 years asking for this again because it sounds nice. Somebody doesn't want to work? My gosh, you get to get cash, free cash. So the country you're living in, where did all that just take place? Venezuela, 2019. All of that took place and more, but I skipped to get to the good parts. That is your life in Venezuela over the last 20 years. You know, in America, as I was looking at all the things that they went through, and they really did go to them and say, you have to come up with paperwork from 1848, or we're taking your property if we want it, if it looks good to us. Oh, and if you're politically against the government, we'll just take your property anyway, because you're against us. So it was a really good way for them to punish people and lose their land if they didn't get loyalty. Venezuela, 2019. And what I noticed was how much of America has gone down this path already. Think about it. We've already launched on this road. Getting somebody like Bernie doesn't all of a sudden put us in socialism. It just makes it pretty concrete, but we're already consenting in various forms in all kinds of government rich programs and government heavy programs like Obamacare and all of these different things. We're already on that road. We've already got on the bus. So are we going to get off the bus, turn around and walk back? Or are we going to just keep going down that road and cement it with a socialist president? Now, it's not to say that even those in office right now aren't bringing socialism. They are. They're bringing it in heavy doses all around us. Even your local government. Does your local government own businesses? Yeah. Is your local government giving themselves authority they don't have? Are they deciding your property rights? Or they have code enforcement? Are they doing all these things? Sure. We've already consented to it. And so the people in Venezuela, you know, this clearly is out of whack for a reason. And it's awful. Both presidents drove them into this with all their promises. They drove these people here with their consent. And now, of course, the president now, you know, possibly didn't win and said he won by 2%. And so now there's a fight over who's the president. But Daniel Estulin will explain in the next clip I'm going to play you about who he works for, really, who's kind of behind him money-wise, because everybody has somebody that props them up. Everybody. Even Trump. Even Trump has somebody. And so what are they working for? What's the end game? So I want to play this for you right when we come back. It's pretty interesting, and you might not agree with all of it, but I want to hear him out to see what he thinks. He was in Russian intelligence, and so this is his take after working with their government, what has happened and who owns who and what's the end game. What's the end game here in America, too? I'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
It's Ram Truck Month from now until the end of March at Stephen Wade Chrysler Jeep Dodge and Ram. And we have lots and lots of Ram trucks, about 200 to be exact, on the ground with more coming. So come in and get up to $14,600 off a new 2018 Ram 1500. Or how about 0% for 72 months for all 2018 heavy duty 2500, 3500s, and 1500s. We'll not be undersold. We'll meet or beat any Vegas, Salt Lake, or Idaho deal. All reasons why you've got it made at Stephen Wade. 0% is in lieu of all rebates and CCAP savings with approved credit.
Quality Lenders.
Do you need cash right now? Since 2003, Quality Lenders has been providing you with the cash you need when you need it. At Quality Lenders, we understand that car repairs, medical bills, or other unexpected and unplanned expenses can happen to anyone. Quality Lenders is simply your best choice for those little financial hiccups. We keep it easy and affordable. There's never an application fee or a processing fee. And the faster you pay off the loan, the less it costs you. So if you need cash right now, apply online at qualitylendersinc.com or stop in. We are located on the corner of Bluff Street and St. George Boulevard. Si necesita dinero en efectivo, cuente con Quality Lenders.
Quality Lenders.
The 2018 Lincoln MKZ at Ken Garf St. George Ford Lincoln is refined power at your control. With an available twin turbocharged 3.0-liter engine producing 400 horsepower, it's an exhilarating driving experience. And with MKZ retractable panoramic glass roof, change your outlook with a simple press of a button. Right now, you can get 0% for 60 months and up to $3,800 in total savings from MSRP. Of $52,360 on the new 2018 Lincoln MKZ. Ken Garf St. George Ford Lincoln, we hear you. On approved credit through Lincoln AFS Financing OAC. In-stock inventory only. See dealer for details.
This is James over at Garage Doors Only. Did you know that replacing your garage door gives you the most bang for your buck when you're remodeling? Here at Garage Doors Only, we can assist you in picking out a perfectly matched garage door for your home. Do you have an HOA? No problem. Is your house over 10 years old? Not a problem. Come visit our showroom at 689 North Bluff, and I will personally help you pick out the best-looking, energy-efficient door for your needs. We team with LiftMaster and Clopay to bring you the best warranties in the business. Schedule your appointment today at 435-868-1200.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I was singing in the shower, singing O Solo Mio. O Solo Mio. As I was singing Mio, I sneezed. So I'm drying up, you know, and I sneeze again. And I blow my nose. A whole bunch of stuff comes out. I'm suddenly realizing that I am breathing out of my nose the best I've ever breathed out of my nose in years. I don't think it's a coincidence that all of a sudden now I'm breathing. What has happened in the past year? I'm a balance of Asia. You know, little by little every day, if I experience it, I'm happy. I'm sure this has to do with the balance of Asia. I'm sure it does.
When you call, use discount code Kenyon, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code Kenyon.
Save every day at Finley Hyundai.
Finley Hyundai announces Game On with a triple play of savings all this month on 2019 Sonata. Drive home in a brand new 2019 Sonata SE for as little as $194 per month. Or take advantage of $2,000 in bonus cash. Or get 0% along with $500 in Hyundai Motor Finance cash. Hyundai comes with Hyundai Assurance, America's best warranty. 10 years, 100,000 miles powertrain limited warranty. Right now, Finley Hyundai has more new car inventory than ever before. So get your new triple play of savings on a new Sonata today. Finley Hyundai on the savings side of the freeway. Because we believe in you. FinleyHyundaiSt.George.com.
Save every day at Finley Hyundai.
Stock number HY7419 on approved credit through HMF 36 month lease, 10,000 miles per year. Tax, title, license, fees extra. $24.99 due at signing. Restrictions apply. Offer expires 2/28/19. See dealer for details.
Ideas? We've got them. Technology? Yeah, the kind you've never seen before. Designs? Your mind will be blown. Decor? You have to see it to believe it. Find it all at the 2019 St. George Parade of Homes, February 15th through 24th, where we'll bring your dreams to life. Sponsored by Zions Bank, Dominion Energy, Burton Lumber, The Boulevard Home Furnishings, KSL5, KSL.com, StGeorgeNews.com, and the Southern Utah Home Builders Association, ParadeHomes.com.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Something wrong with the world today. I don't know what it is. Something's wrong with our eyes. We're seeing things in a different way. And God knows it ain't his. It sure ain't no surprise. Yeah. We're living on the edge.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show, and just talking about what socialism really does to a country as the initial deliverer. Now, there are other people that take part in this devastating, horrific sister to communism. There are other people. There are other government. Even just the IMF. Just take the IMF. All of these different organizations. That also cause these things to happen too. And then you have, leaders that are kind of hell-bent on driving the country into the ground, and a lot of reasons. But socialism is the initial bus that drives it there. And when we start consenting to all of that, when we start to consent to a heavy government that You know, they're coming in, they're taking land. They're coming in. Private property doesn't mean anything. Once private property doesn't mean anything anymore, and you're not able to have it, and the government takes it, and you can't walk in with a constitution saying, oh, hey, well, you're not allowed to do that. Once that happens, and once you you don't have equality under the law, and judges are paid off, to basically, punish you if they want to or whatever they want to do. At the whims of the government. Once you have all of those things going on to this great extent, right? This is what happens to a country like this, and we've seen this before, and we'll see it again. And I think the biggest, scariest thing is how much we've accepted in this country, socialism, horrifying socialism, how much we've accepted and consented to, and what we're going to do to turn this around. And help and figure out how we can turn this around to get people educated in it, so we can say this is the only place, the only destination point, is where Venezuela's at, or where at, you could look at any of these countries and say, this is where we're headed. So let me play Daniel Estulin after working with these countries and government. Let's hear from him. He was with Russian intelligence. Yet I still want to hear how he thinks and why he thinks it, and why he, what he attributes to this. Okay. After living in Russia, what are his feelings on Venezuela after working with Venezuela? So I always want to ask the why. Why do you think this? What are you about? And so here's Daniel Estulin. The book is In the Shadow of the Presidency. And here he discusses Venezuela. Oops, I got to turn some turn some music up. Oh, I can't believe I forgot that. Okay, here we go. It's Glitch Friday. What can I say? Here we go. I thought that there was kind of some parts of this are extremely interesting. Here we go.
Yeah, well, the Venezuela situation is quite interesting. Again, there are a lot of experts, quote unquote, that talk about Venezuela. I know Venezuela. I worked with these people for a long time. I've never worked with Maduro, but I worked with the Joint Chiefs of Staff. I created training programs for them for the long time. And I also worked very, very closely with the Supreme Court. I speak Spanish fluently. I've been stationed in Spain for a long time. In Venezuela, needless to say, is in a very bad situation. Maduro, the president, he's a former bus driver. He's a typical party apparatchik who's been there since 1992. He knows the system inside out, but he's not qualified to run the country. I think he's not really qualified to sell tickets in a zoo, but that's my personal opinion. I like the country. I love the people. But needless to say, when you're looking at Venezuela, you have a 2,000,000% inflation. And you can say a lot of things about America's, intervention and meddling in other countries' affairs. But, as a point of comparison, Syria, which in 2014 and 2015 was in the darkest period of the war, which basically threatened its survival as a nation state, attacked by the West, by the United States, by ISIS terrorists, its inflation never went up, beyond 44%. Mm-hmm. And in Venezuela, which has the world's largest untapped oil reserves and 15 out of the 17 most important minerals in the world, their inflation is about 2,000,000%. So needless to say, the economy has collapsed. That said, Juan Guaido, the usurper, the man who called himself president, with the backing of the United States and European community, he is not a person. He is also a project. This man, Juan Guaido, came through the Jesuit schooling, Jesuit university. He's Jesuit-backed. And so it's very interesting to see what we're seeing on a global scale, how it's not countries fighting one another, but global projects. The same, as I said before, that Donald Trump is not a person. He's a project of an alternative group of elite circles. Behind Donald Trump is Black International, European aristocracy, European royalty, the Vatican, the Rothschilds. Again, Black International is blood and soil. These are the old landed European aristocracies. And the same people are also behind Juan Guaido's project in Venezuela. I don't think Maduro has too much left. The regime is corrupt. There are some very good people. But generally speaking, I think, when you have that kind of inflation and 80% of people who simply don't have enough food to put on their tables, his days are numbered. What's going to come after that? Well, you're probably going to have a right-wing type of, Pinochet type of dictatorship, although they're going to try to, pawn it off as some kind of, democratically elected leader. What is interesting as far as Latin America is concerned, is that it's not only Venezuela, which for the United States is an important point because of its untapped natural resources, but also for its geographical position. Venezuela is the basin of the Caribbean basin. Now, if you're talking about, you know, key elements of today's global economy, that's the drug trade. That's $950 billion in cash. That's what drugs move annually. Mm-hmm. A lot of the drugs coming out of Latin America, we're coming out of Colombia via Panama, via Latin America, via Central America, via Mexico, and coming into the United States. That's a very long route. You have to pay a lot of middlemen along the way. And there's simply not enough time for them actually to run these drug routes, especially today with a new president in Mexico who is doing his best to fight the drug wars. Much shorter and better route is Venezuela via the island of Hispaniola, that's Haiti and Dominican Republic, and from there to the state of New York. Now, I don't know if you know this, but New York has a very large Dominican mafia. Now, Dominicans, they're also Spanish speakers, but their Spanish is different than Colombian or Venezuelan or Spanish. It has a different lull to the language. Also, physically, they're very different than any other Hispanic nation in Latin America, which means that it's very difficult to penetrate and infiltrate these groups. So the FBI, the CIA, the DEA, they're going to have a hard time infiltrating these groups, which means that the Dominicans who run a lot of the drugs in New York City, this is the best route you could possibly have, Venezuela to the island of Hispaniola, and from there to New York. Because the drugs is a lubricant of today's world economy. You need to move the drugs as much as possible. Now, Colombia, Duque, the president of Colombia, he's the product of the International Monetary Fund. Needless to say, Colombia is an important ally of the United States, but Trump and Duque, who had their meeting last week, they're at odds. They're not friends, because Duque, who is a product of International Monetary Fund, if he sides with International Monetary Fund against Trump, because they can't be on the same side, they're completely different teams. Then you know you don't want Donald Trump to be your enemy. And if he sides with Donald Trump, then International Monetary Fund, which holds most of Colombia's staggering debt, can dismantle the country and, needless to say, push Duque out of the presidency. So he's in a difficult position right now. He needs to play his cards carefully, lest he wants to be eliminated as the president of Colombia. So there's a lot of stuff going on right now in Latin America. Venezuela is just one point. You have Colombia, also have Argentina. Macri is a right-wing president who's also in bed with International Monetary Fund, who just gave him a package of $60 billion aid. You know, when you get into that kind of billions of dollars in aid, which means you dismantle the social programs. So we're going to have a lot of pushback from the people. Most of them are very, very poor in Latin America. You have about 10%, which is the middle upper class, 1% the oligarchy who work for foreign oligarchs, and the rest are very, very poor. So when you have 80% of people who are pushing back at you, as you're seeing right now in Brazil, as you're seeing in Argentina, as you're seeing in Colombia, as you're seeing in a lot of other countries, you have a situation where the entire region can go up in flames at any one moment. Where does Russia and China fit into this? Because the Chinese, who had invested a lot of money in Venezuela, what they basically agreed to do with the United States is interchange the areas of influence. The Americans have given up on the Koreas, which is going to become part of China's influence, and the Chinese have given up on Venezuela. They basically traded the areas of influence. So the Americans are going to go back to their Monroe Doctrine and control Venezuela, and the Chinese are going to control the two Koreas. Russians, well, we're the odd man out, which is why, but because again, Russia today is run by liberal banking financiers and not by the, you know, Soviets with the ideology and, you know, friendships based on ideals. As long as Guaido or whoever becomes the next president of Venezuela agrees to pay, you know, the debts or the contracts as were signed by the Venezuelan government and none of the contracts, I don't think Putin really cares who runs Venezuela.
Daniel Estulin.
Interesting, right? All right. So that was Daniel Estulin. The book is In the Shadows of the Presidency. And you know, he's coming from a place where, you know, he's Russian intelligence. And this is why I was picking his brain on his view of our country, Venezuela, Syria, you know, around the globe, who owns who in his estimation. And it's interesting to listen to. It's interesting for the different pieces. And then I sit and I sort of analyze everything that he just said, right? And I'm analyzing it and I'm really looking at it because you always have to listen to a lot of different voices, I think, to figure out what's really going on, because everyone's going to have a different take. But we first have to realize the damage that socialism does in bringing a country to its knees with a very, very heavy, heavy government, kind of like the one we have here in the United States, and then making them very vulnerable to things, too. And we had a conversation about Russia, about exactly what happened to Russia in the 90s, which is kind of informative, and I'll play that next week. Because for time constraints, we had to do our interview today, earlier this morning, and so I take in a lot of different voices on this. If you've noticed, I have a lot of different guests with the same questions so that I can figure out where they're coming from and why they feel the way they do. And it's always pretty informative. I might not even always agree. And I think a lot of people feel that a big dose of socialism is actually, they think it's a good thing. They think the community good is good, and what's good for the community, and then, you know, private property isn't that, you know, doesn't really need to happen. There's a lot of people that think that way that have those ideologies too. And it's hard to fathom, because here in America, that's held so dear, because we know that that's what, that it's such a gift and such a God-given right. But there's so many ideologies out there that don't support that. And so they look at things so differently. And I hear the words coming out of Bernie Sanders' mouth, and I can't believe it. But I also hear, I'll listen to a fellow conservative who thinks Obamacare mandate's okay, and who thinks home visits by the government are okay. So how much are we accepting? And maybe we ought to take a good hard look at really where Venezuela's at right now and say, do we realize how close we are, how we inch towards that? This isn't 50 years away. That would be several years away. This isn't, you know, 5-10 years away, what Venezuela is going through. But we want to think that it's 50 years out, and we want to think it can only be done under somebody like Bernie. That's not true. It happens in the quietest form, actually. Sometimes those loud voices, I know what I'm going to get, but it's the quiet form that bothers me, because it's the stabbing in the back, right? You don't know what you're getting. I still have a lot of hope that we Americans can really come out with an understanding and a love for our country, for the Constitution. The Constitution isn't the problem. The people hijacking it for 200 years is the problem. The Constitution's just fine. It's the longest Constitution that's ever existed in a country. It's the longest one. And there's a reason for that. It had divine inspiration. We're all here for a reason. We all have gifts and talents to be here at this particular time in history. So we have to figure out what our gifts and talents, how we can utilize all of our individual gifts and talents to help at this time in America, to help this cause. Because if we don't keep ringing the alarm bell for what will be if we keep going, then we're going to be that country that said, we asked for this. And I don't want to be that country. I don't want to get to that place. We've got to use our talents. We've got to use our capabilities. And we all have them. We were all blessed with something that can help. I firmly believe that. And so as I leave for the weekend, and so do you, I just hope we can really start educating on what it looks like and what it feels like and what it is to invite this stuff in, and then to understand the world around us and where we're headed and what's going on, and fight for the sovereignty of our nation. We've got to fight for it. We have to. And we have to look at ourselves and say, geez, am I accepting of some socialism? Maybe you are. It's worthy of an ask, right? Be faithful, be fearless. Thanks for spending the time with me today. And I'll see you back here on Monday with Dr. Pesta and Uncle Milty. Everybody have a great weekend.
At NewbieBuickGMC.com, your next car is just a click away. Avoid the hassle of the car lot shuffle at NewbieBuickGMC.com. You can easily search cars and trucks by make, model, and feature. Check out the complete lineup of 2019 GMCs and Buicks. Right now, you can get a savings of over $11,000 off MSRP on 2019 GMC 1500 trucks. and get special deals on GMC Acadias, heavy-duty Duramax diesel trucks, and Buick LaCrosse. All of them include manufacturer deals like select cash and bonus cash in addition to the already low newbie price. Call today and ask for me, Todd Johnson, and I will make your first car payment up to $500. You heard right. In addition to all the great deals and rebates Newbie has to offer, I am going to make your first car payment for you.
Shop online for your car anywhere you are. Go to newbiebuickgmc.com for specials and daily updates. Experience car buying the newbie way at newbiebuickgmc.com today. And don't forget, Todd Johnson is making your first car payment.
93.1 FM, 1450 AM, KZNU St. George, 93.1 FM, Cedar City, KAZZ Parowan, KCLS, HD4, Leeds.